Brian in Illinois has a question about the 70s choice of decor paneling. What can we do, Brian?
Well, I wonder if it's a good idea to paint the brown paneling that's in my father's house, or leave it as is, or pull it out and drywall. We're trying to sell it on the cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I would want to find out is whether the old paneling was glued to the walls or not. If you can pop off one section and it seems to come off pretty easily, then I would be tempted to remove it completely. You're going to have to then just spackle nail holes and do a little bit of wall repair, a little wall surgery when it's off, but it'll look better that way. If it's glued on, the answer is absolutely positively don't pull it off, because you'll pull all the paper of the drywall off with it than just paint it. But I'd like to know if it's glued on or not, and I'd make my decision based on that.
I think from my touching it, it's both. It's tacked up, but also I think they put some strips of glue along. It seems like it sticks in other spots besides where the nails are.
Well, that's going to make it a really messy job to pull it down, and if you do, you might end up having to skin all the drywall, because if you pull that paper off, it's just impossible.
Yeah, but skinning the drywall isn't a terribly difficult process, right?
Yeah, but he wants to sell the house, so let's get it down quick. Is the entire house covered with this paneling, Brian?
No, just the family room and part of the kitchen. We're trying to sell it for an estate.
Listen, why don't you prime it and paint it? I don't think that it's going to be worth the aggravation of pulling it down then. But use a good quality primer, like an oil-based Kills primer or something like that.
And you'd be surprised how crisp that paneling can look when it's done in like a nice glossy white.
All right, guys, that's helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.